The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Can we quickly, I don't need to spend a ton of time on this, but quickly revisit what we did on radio today about, I'm curious on your opinion, Pat, on whether you think it's right. Forget all the other controversy around it. Is it right for CNN to go find this anonymous poster's identity and look through his old posts and out him in a news story because the president tweeted his video? Because I would say there's, with the exception of the people I've talked to today, meaning you, Glenn, Jeffy, I have seen, I don't think any disagreement with the point that CNN is horrible on this. Everybody seems to think that CNN is like Satan for finding who this guy who's anonymous online. All he's doing is anonymous, and he's posting some bad stuff, and he shouldn't be outed by CNN. And CNN is, even people who defend or who are critical of Trump, who are critical of Trump tweeting the dumb video, are saying, well, now they've given you know, a talking point for everybody who likes Trump, and you know, the CNN, the media looks bad over and over again. I don't know. I don't, for some reason, it's not hitting me that way. And I feel like I'm crazy.
No, me neither. No, I mean, I'm not bothered by the fact that they found out who it was. They haven't even released his name.
No.
I mean, they don't plan to, they say.
No, they say, you know, the people who are critical of CNN are saying they're basically holding this guy hostage because they said, look, if you don't, the way it read was something to the effect. Do I have this story here?
If you do it again,
if you do it again, we'll out, we reserve the right to out you. And they're saying, well, they're blackmailing him. They're not blackmailing him. What do you mean they're blackmailing him? For what? What are they blackmailing him for? When you blackmail him, you have to get something. Mm-hmm. And I guess the insinuation is they got the apology that makes Trump look bad. However, as the story says, he posted the apology before they spoke. At least that's their claim. I have no way of independently checking that out. So I mean, it's a very... I've been shocked by the uniform reaction from people on the right. And a lot of people are a hell of a lot smarter than me, but I just don't understand why the passion. It's like this reverence for the online pseudonym. You're like, yeah, when you post on a fake name, your hope is it's anonymous, right? So you can post, but that's not a guarantee. We teach our children that. We teach our kids, hey, when you're posting something online, it may very well be tied back to you, so you better post things that you're proud to have next to your
and
name.
And it's there forever. Whether
it's
you delete it or not, it's there forever.
That's so. The conservative point. Yeah. I get the sense that like it's a weird one of those stories where it's like your kid does something wrong and you get mad at the principal instead of your kid. It's like, well, the kid did something wrong. I thought conservatives were the one who were supposed to be mad at the kid.
Yeah. And this whole story has been blown up into something that's
and
so ridiculous.
So bizarre.
Can we stop? It's not that big a deal. But man, that's all that's being talked about now. So it'd be nice if we could put some perspective into some of these stories.